This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to the newest Ask the Expert show here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis and I'm so excited to welcome the CEO of ARS Roofing, Letitia Henke. Welcome.
Yay. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
This is so exciting. I know that there are some listeners here who are very familiar with who you are and who you are in our community. But let's start to get to know you. Some people may not be familiar. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the roofing industry for 28 years. I actually celebrate my 20th anniversary as CEO this coming May, so that is very exciting
for
me.
Congrats, that's great.
Thank you. And basically my show, the Raise the Roof show that we're going to be doing, is going to be celebrating a lot of our community members that are in construction. They're mentors, they're, you know, community activists. They do so many great things in this community for our youth. And I'm really excited to have this show to feature them and talk about them, and then also some of our young people that are also getting into the industry. We'll be talking about that. I have a nonprofit called the Lion Foundation, and we started a program called the Next Gen Trades Academy. So we'll be featuring some of our graduates from that class and just getting a whole bunch of great things going on in the show.
There's so much that you do, and we could really just spend this entire half hour of the first thing talking about all the things you just mentioned, the Next Gen Trades Academy, the Lime Foundation. I do want people to be able to find more information. So, of course, if they're interested in your roofing, arsroofing.com is the website, and then thelimefoundation.org. is the place to head for the Next Gen Trades Academy and all the other things that you do with your foundation. So why don't we start out with a couple of announcements to start the show off?
Yes, I have a lot of really great announcements. So number one, I was talking to you earlier about our nonprofit that we have called the Next Gen Trades Academy. So I want to first give a couple shout outs to some people that have been really intricate to our program, our expansions and stuff. So I want to thank Sonoma Clean Power for everything that they've been doing for our young people, Redwood Credit Union, all of the financial literacy they've been doing with our students and our graduates.
Important.
It is so important to know why credit is important and why you should have a bank account. And I just have to thank them so much for everything they've done. And then 100 is Impact 100 Redwood Circle, is a group of amazing ladies that have, you know, donated to this program and helped us in the last couple of years. Just really, you know, excel to where we are right now. We've expanded the program because of them. And those are three people that I just wanted to really give a quick shout out. So we appreciate you guys, and I'm excited to be able to talk about the show today and what we've been doing in this community.
That's wonderful. Yes. All right. Any other announcements? I know that we're in Black History Month.
Yes, we are.
That's great.
I'm Black. Yay. But the best part about it is that Black History Month is celebrated by everybody. And so this month we have so many really great events going on. I encourage you to please go and check them out. Sonoma State University has a whole bunch of events going on, the Black Student Union. Please go on their site and look at the list. I could be here for an hour going through all the really great events that are going on. But the events that I really enjoy, I'm going to the Petaluma Blacks for Community Development. They have, for the last 46 years, they've been doing a Black Histories program, and that's on February the 24th. And that's going to be at the New Life Christian Church down in Petaluma. I really encourage you to go. It's a great event every single year, and 46 years is a long time to be doing such a great event. If you're a music lover, like myself, the Santa Rosa Symphony is going to be doing American Rhapsody. And they're going to be featuring two African-American musicians. That's going to be at the Green Music Center February 12th through the 14th. And, of course, you can go on the website to find that as well. The North Bay Black Chamber, they listed some of these events so that way you can kind of have a place to go. So you go to mbbcc.org and be able to see a list of all these events. And then, of course, we'll be posting some of them after we post the podcast. The links will be on there as well. And you can go on KSRO and find all of those events. So a lot of really great things going on. Please go check them out and support Black History Month.
I love it. All right. Again, as Letitia mentioned, we will have, if you missed these, we will make sure that we post them with the podcast of Raise the Roof online at KSRO.com. Are there any other sponsors that you wanted to give shout outs to? I know that, you know, doing all of the things that you do with the Lyme Foundation, with Next Gen Academy, that it really takes a lot of support to make these programs work.
Yeah, I could literally sit here for days to mention all of our sponsors, but I'd love to mention some of our contractors that have been mentors of the program since the beginning. We actually could not do our Next Gen Trades Academy if it wasn't for our contractors that give up and volunteer their time to mentor these youth, to hire the youth, because that's a whole nother thing. You can come and mentor and tell them, yes, be a contractor, but it's, you know, you've got to hire them and train them and teach them. Just to name a few, Bravo Restoration, Nicole Humber's been huge from day one. She's been to almost every class. We've done 33 classes, and she's been to literally almost every single class. Brandon Garrison with Sonoma County Comfort Heating and Air, he as well has been great in the HVAC room. Fundari Finished Construction, Jason Lothro. Literally, I could go on and on and on. And every month, I'll make sure that I mention, you know, some of the great people that have been a part of this program and have helped us tremendously.
Yeah, so that's so great. Yeah. And for those who aren't familiar, maybe this is their first time about hearing about Next Gen Trades Academy. Can you give us sort of the, you know, the elevator pitch of what it is?
Yeah, it really started off, you know, I thought about it a lot for myself, you know, being in the industry the last 28 years, I was a junior in college trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I went to college just like any, you know, that's what you're taught in high school. You finish high school and you go to college.
Right.
And that's what I did. I went to Sonoma State University. And by the time I reached my junior year, I was still trying to figure it out. I took music classes. I'm like, I'm going to be a music major and be a rock star. And that ain't paying the bills. So I, you know, in my junior year of college, I'm like, you know, I need to find a good paying job, something, a great career. And I just happened to see this ad in the newspaper. Press Democrat had like a list of jobs and stuff. Maybe that still happens. I don't know. But I looked in there and found this ad, and I ended up getting hired. I went and applied for this company, and I got hired, and through an 8-year period, I moved my way up into the company, and my boss at the time decided to retire, and I started my own company and got my contractor's license in 2004. And I just didn't realize that I could have this really great career in roofing, especially as a Black female, because there's not very many in this industry, but even females in general in roofing. And back in around 2015 is when I started the nonprofit, saying, hey, you know, there are a lot of youth that just don't want to go to college, or maybe can't go to college, or maybe they went to college, graduated, and still don't know what they want to do with their lives.
Yeah, common.
So we started Next Gen Trades Academy. We specialize in the ages 16 to 24. And basically, we teach them about up to 24 different trades and educate, and we do training so that way they can know that they can go straight into solar or straight into roofing. they don't always want to be roofers, but I try my best. I converted a few, trust me.
Good.
This is another opportunity for them that they didn't know that they had before.
Right.
You know? And these are students that have gone through college. Some of our youth are youth that, you know, were in the probation department, and now they want to change their lives around. Other ones went to college for 4 years and just said, no, I don't want to be a doctor. And what we're teaching them is that they can walk right in to this type of industry, and in a few years, they could be making as much as doctors and lawyers. They could be their own business owners. And today I'll be able to feature a couple of our graduates that actually are now business owners. So I'm really excited to be able to, you know, talk to them about that today.
Well, this is so exciting. And this is just the first show where we're going to learn more about all of the things surrounding Letitia Hanke, CEO of ARS Roofing, arsroofing.com, and then thelimefoundation.org. Why don't we take a quick break? And we'll come back here. This is Raise the Roof on KSRO.
As winter embraces the north, ARS Roofing and Gutters is here to ensure your home stays warm, dry, and secure. ARS is your premier choice for winter roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert, it's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lyme Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your winter roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you warm and dry year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, your winter shield against the elements with a commitment to community.
The holiday season is behind us, but in Sonoma County, there are many families without enough to get through the winter season. You can help right now with your donation to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Donate money, donate food, or donate your time. All good ways to help the hungry and food insecure in our community. For more information, go to refb.org, refb.org. This reminder comes from Ungaro & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical, because we care.
It's 2024. Do you honestly think the government is looking out for you? Do they have your back? We had political chaos, global wars, no border protection, and our leadership telling you about pronouns and electric cars. It's time to take a hard look at protecting yourself and your family. It's time to visit the Oxford Gold Group. Call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-995-GOLD and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and get up to $2,500 in free gold. 833-995-GOLD.
And welcome back to Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke. She is the CEO of ARS Roofing. You can find them online, arsroofing.com, and thelimefoundation.org is where you can find all of the good works that she does here in our community, including Next Gen Trades Academy. So, Letitia, we have just gotten through some pretty severe weather, and yeah. People might be concerned about damage to their roof. So let's talk about that a little bit. If we maybe noticed that some shingles were missing on the roof, does that mean that your roof is going to leak?
No, it doesn't. I actually have some roofing tips that I thought would be really great for you guys. I just did an interview this morning with the Press Democrat, and they asked me those questions. They're like, well, how can people prepare for a storm? Well, it's a storm, so it's hard to actually prepare for it. But there are things that people can do. When you're leading up to a storm, you're hearing about a big storm coming, you're hearing about heavy winds and rains, don't wait until it's happening to call the roofer, because guess what? We're not going out there.
Right.
So, you know, I was like, no, I'm not going to have, you know, my team out there and that kind of a weather, and then you're kind of stuck. So one of the biggest things that we noticed over the last few days that we've been having, people still have clogged gutters and drains. They still have a bunch of debris on their roofs from all the falling leaves. They haven't cleaned them off. That is a really important thing. I know it may not seem like that's really important, but keeping all that debris off, because you need the water to flow the way it's supposed to flow. And it can't do that when you've got a bunch of leaves in the valleys or all your gutters and downspouts are clogged up. So I recommend, you know, if you have a lot of trees around your home and you're always noticing debris on your roof or in your gutters, you can install some screens that will help you tremendously. It'll still allow water to flow through. And you can call the contractors ahead of time. You can especially call ARS Roofing and Gutters. We'll take care of that for you. Because even though we do emergency repairs, I don't send my crews out when we have high winds and thunderstorms and stuff like that. So you don't want to wait till the last minute. But then, Michelle, you mentioned about blown off shingles. We had lots of calls that came in. I see shingles all over my yard. I'm worried about a leak, but they weren't actually leaking. And that's because they still have protection. They still have their felt paper in place. Mm. And that's what's actually keeping the water out. So you don't have to go necessarily into panic mode. If you're noticing a bunch of shingles are, you know, in your yard or blown off, you definitely should have it checked out. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a little more proactive, if you know your roof is in poor condition, if you know that it's 25, 30 years old, you might want to call a roofer and have them come out and maybe secure it a little better before a storm, like tarping. We could put some sandbags and make sure that you're nice and secure for it. Especially if you have a tile roof or a metal roof, we will not be up on that roof when it's raining. It's too slippery. So if you've got that kind of roof, you definitely want to call us way in advance, so that way we can make sure that we can come take care of that. And, you know, in the storms right now, I've just been kind of helping people through the process by just being able to walk them through how to, you know, poke holes and bubbles in their ceilings so their ceilings won't cave in. And and just that's all we can really do when it storms like that. So those are a couple tips for you guys. And hopefully the next storm that comes through, because I'm sure we have some more coming up, I saw, you can watch out for those things.
All right. Okay. Well, we have a couple of guests here. You mentioned earlier in the program that you would bring in some graduates. So why don't you introduce our guests?
I am so excited to introduce introduce my guest today. So I'm first going to introduce Marcus Hernandez. He's actually the CEO of Empower Building Solutions Incorporated. He is a general contractor. And Chris Hernandez, yes, they are brothers. Chris owns Elevated Electric. He is an electrician. And they were both graduates of our class back in 2017. They did a lot of hard work working for really great companies to get their own contractors' licenses. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So nice to see you here today. Are you a little nervous?
Just a little bit, yeah, but little bit. Getting those out real quick.
It's all good. They don't know that you came here in your pajamas, so you're good to go. All right. So it's the radio. They can't see you. So I first want to have you guys each just kind of tell everybody like what you specialize in and what you do. So Marcus, can we start off with you?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Marcus Hernandez. I am the owner and general contractor of Empower Building Solutions Incorporated. We are a construction company specializing in home improvements, property services, and remodels and renovations. We take pride in quality craftsmanship, taking care of our employees and clients, impacting our community, building strong relationships, and spreading good vibes at
yes,
the job.
Yes, you do.
You do.
You're amazing.
Thank
you. Chris, what do you do?
Hello, everybody. My name is Chris Hernandez with Elevate Electric. We specialize in residential and commercial electrical remodels, new construction projects, kitchen and bath remodels, elevated electrical vehicle chargers, portable standby generator installations, service work, including replacements of dedicated circuits, lighting installations, heat pump and electrical, appliance circuits, circuit breaker installations, smoke detector, you name it. Everything throughout.
Can you just say you're busy?
Yeah. Everything throughout a home, we can electrify.
This is amazing, you guys. So you guys decided that you wanted to go into, you know, the construction industry, and you decided at a very early age. So, you know, what has it been like for you? What are some of the challenges that you've faced, you know, getting into this industry?
It hasn't been too challenging just because I've really just enjoyed the process. You know, yeah. It's kind of just been everything I've worked for since I started my career. And so I'm just really happy and grateful to kind of be starting my own business now. So it hasn't been too challenging. It's more just been super exciting and just really fun. Yeah.
I love that. I remember 17-year-old Marcus walking into the classroom. But Chris, what about you? How's it been for you, this process?
The process has been a little challenging in the office end because I'm used to being out in the field doing my installations, but so far it's been a great learning curve. Still, I've been able to, you know, talk to my previous employers, which have been a big help. My mom, that's been in the trades and actually an iron worker on the Golden Gate Bridge in the past.
Shout out to Crystal.
Yeah. But it hasn't really been too much of a challenge because this is what I decided to do. This is my career, and this is what I love to do. So,
what I have found is that the contractors are so excited to have you guys be in the industry that they're giving you referrals. You know, these are jobs they could be doing. They're like, here, Marcus, I want you to have this. And Chris, here you go. I mean, they're really supporting you guys. So I feel like you guys are starting off in a really great way because you've got such a great support team. And you guys are just so, you know, wonderful. The passion, you're very passionate about what you do. And I really love seeing that. You know, one of the things that I always like to know is, you know, how did you guys come up with the name of your businesses? You know, was that, or Chris, you know, how did you come up with Elevated Electric? What was that?
So basically why I named Elevated Electric was just to provide, or basically to set the standard of like providing the best possible experience during your elevated electric, or during your electrical projects. I always want to throw that name in there.
That makes sense.
And, you know, just due to the fact that we strive to elevate our services every day, continuously educating ourselves, and we want to be there till the very end of your projects.
That's beautiful. And
yeah,
Marcus?
That's great, Chris. Yeah. I was influenced to come up with the name Empower Building Solutions by my mother. She actually owned a solar company by the name of Empower Energy Solutions. Oh. So I thought it would be cool to continue on the family company name. Also, I really like the play of words because, you know, that's a huge part of life, is building solutions to what seems to be the never-ending situations that, you know, come up in life. So I think it's about how we build solutions, and I think we should all empower each other to build solutions and no matter what the situation is.
Well, one of the solutions we're building in NextGen is, you know, helping young people be introduced to the trades. Do you feel that the NextGen Trades Academy was helpful to you guys?
Yeah, greatly. It definitely helped me, you know, start my career, because I at a young age, I found what my passion was. I found that I wanted to build and remodel homes, but I wasn't sure how to get into the industry. So the Next Gen Trades Academy really just helped be that bridge to connect me to a general contractor at 17 years old, which helped me, start my passion and start my career of building and remodeling homes, which led to starting my own business.
It sure did. And Chris, I remember when you walked into that job fair, and didn't you get hired from just like a handshake or something like that? What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, the Next Gen Trades Academy was extremely important in the startup of my business and my career, basically, because out of high school, I tried to get into the union, the electrical union. That didn't really end up working out too good, because seems like you have to be a little bit more seasoned if you're like, you know, fresh out of high school or have some type of experience in order to get into that quickly. I wanted to get into it quickly because I knew that, you know, I was very interested in the electrical trade. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I went to the trade fair, like you mentioned, and was able to meet a couple of electrical contractors there and kind of pick their brain, kind of figure out, or they had some nice displays and, you know, kind of wrap my head around, oh, okay, so that's how a switch works. Oh, that's how a light works. And so that even sparked my interest even more. And then that just kind of, that's where it kind of took off.
Oh, there. Yeah, I could tell for the both of you guys. You were in it. It was just like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And then here you are today, you know, your own business owners, and you're going to be hiring from the Next Gen Trades Academy before you know it.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the Ask the Expert show. So I do want to ask a couple experts, you know, what type of, you know, tips or tricks that you can give to our audience. Chris, you know, tell us something that, you know, we should be watching out for in the electrical world.
For sure, like, you know, running, and especially in this stormy weather, extension cords throughout the rain, through the backyard, that's a very big no-go, just because due to the fact that water could get into those extension cords. So, you know, supplying or installing the correct type of electrical piping throughout the backyard or in the ground, so then it's not exposed to the, you know, harsh weather, is a big, thing to kind of get out there and look out for.
Awesome. And what about you, Marcus?
So with all this crucial weather that just hit, if you could poke your finger through your siding or your trim because it's disintegrating, it's probably not a good thing. This could lead to further structural and interior damage or even result into black mold, which could put you and your family at risk. And same goes for leaking windows as well. So don't wait. If you or anybody you know has this problem, have them give us a call and we'll be empowered to build a solution.
Oh, I love that. Look what you did.
He also, I just have to let listeners know who weren't here in the room, he also saved us from a spider just minutes ago.
Don't be going into pest control now. You're doing a good
job. Solutions.
Before we go, guys, I want to ask you one more quick question. You know, for a young person, you guys are young, you're still in your 20s. I'm an old lady, so I'm going to call you young forever. Can you give us, you know, for the young folks that are listening out there, one piece of advice, you know, for someone that might want to get into the construction industry?
Yeah, so my biggest advice would just to believe and achieve, you know, see where you want to go and just go for it. Feel and see where you want to be or the person you want to be. And with the programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy, all the resources are possible to make that happen.
I love that so much. And what about you, Chris?
Find something that you're interested in. Be prepared to get a little dirty and be the best you possibly can with whatever trade you decide to work in. There will be some challenges along the way, but as long as you continuously show up early and never stop educating yourself with the ever-changing codes and regulations and learn from your mistakes, you'll be great.
You guys are absolutely great. It's an honor having you guys here and representing us so much, the Next Gen Trades Academy, and representing your businesses, Marcus from Empower Building Solutions and also Chris from Elevated Electric. You guys are great. We're going to have all their information posted on our podcast so that way you guys can look them up and be able to contact them. Hey, just send them some love. Even if you don't need their business, send them some love.
Yeah.
You know, this is their first radio show.
They did great.
So you can find that, of course, on KSRO. It should be all ready ready to go for you by tomorrow morning. And, mm-hmm. and again, please feel free to reach out to these guys and reach out to us if you know contractors that are in this industry that are looking to hire or looking to want to be a mentor and be a part of this program. We would love an introduction to them. You're changing lives out there. We appreciate everyone that's already been a part of the program. Next month, we're going to be it's going to be Women's History Month. So we're going to be celebrating women's history. Nicole Humber from Bravo Restoration is going to be here with me. We're going to talk a little bit about what it's like in the industry as females. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what? This has been Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke. And thank you guys for listening. Have a blessed and lovely day.